Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. What the hell? Happy birthday, dear Sarah.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
How old are you now?
Thank you guys for thinking of me like that.
No, of course. It's not like you just told us to start the episode like that. But no. Yeah, you're so welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm taking all the credit for that.
Oh my God, do these match the panels?
They do.
Wow.
Like actually perfectly.
Yeah, I planned that. I am 24.
Wow.
What?
Dude, you should have done the Bruno Mars 24 karat magic photo shoot.
Oh
remember
my
I sent
God.
You that so long ago? I just realized that right now when you said that. You Jenna, tomorrow.
Jenna, can we make that happen?
Yeah. Jenna, get the fuck on it. I'm like, bro, Wait. You need to.
We can do a Bruno Mars photo shoot tomorrow.
Yes.
That on the beach?
Well, you gotta recreate the album cover.
Oh, that's true.
I'll find that TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll bring my cool shirt that I wore to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring that. Okay.
Oh, that'd my be God. Really fun. Wow, we're on to something. God.
Oh, my God. You know what I was thinking? I want all of us tomorrow to just look, like, slutty and hot.
Slutty and hot. Okay, I was going to ask what the vibe is.
Slut.
Slut. Okay, got it. Got it. I think I can pull
theme.
That off.
That's the theme. Slutty.
I fucking love that.
I just want to look
Sarah's
slutty.
Sarah's slutty birthday.
Yes! Should I get a banner that says that?
Yes. Jenna. You got
I'm
this.
On that too.
Sarah's slutty birthday. The
birthday
slutty
dash.
24. Oh my God. Yes. It's my birthday. I'm turning 24. It's so fucking weird. But I honestly like feel calm about it because I feel like 24 is such a good year for growth. I feel like it's not like I don't feel like a chaotic little teen anymore or like a young 20s person. I feel like it's like time to get my shit together. I feel more mature. I feel more stable.
Mm.
Even my parents were saying that to me when I was in Oregon. They're like, you just seem more stable. And I'm like, thanks, I think.
I'm trying. No, that's good though. 24 is a nice number.
It's nice.
I like it.
It's like right at the brink of just like, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
You got this.
I know. I did like 23 though. Actually, no, I didn't.
23 is a weird number. I don't like odd numbers. I really don't.
I don't. 23 was just like the worst year for me ever.
Yeah.
It was like when the pandemic started, my breakup. No, no, no.
Let's get rid of it. Take the fucking trash out, dude. 24, new you.
24. And I'm a whore.
Yes. God.
No, instead of sluts, let's do whore.
Sarah's whore.
Big whore 24. Banner. Banor.
What?
Banor.
Banor.
Is that like offensive?
No.
I feel like since we're women, we can call each other sluts and whores.
Yeah.
But like in a fun way.
It's we're embracing like saying, it, I think.
It's like saying bitch.
Yeah. Same fucking thing. Whatever.
Oh my God, whore. It's like the same
hey,
thing.
Hey, you slut.
Slut.
That's a little weird, but.
Is it?
I don't know.
Well,
no,
if anyone's
it's not.
Offended by that, I'm sorry.
We're going to embrace
like if you're calling
it.
Yourself, like people are like, I'm feeling slutty. Like,
right.
It's like a, I don't know.
Yes.
I'm like, what is allowed these days? Who the fuck knows anymore?
Yeah, I feel like feeling like a slut and feeling like a whore is just like a, like accepting yourself.
Yeah.
Like loving yourself.
Just embracing that. Side
it's just not that at all. I'm just,
everyone's
like, okay, she's canceled finally. Finally she says something.
24 and she's out the door.
Yeah. Oh, hey, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah,
I get canceled on my birthday. That would suck. Please, y'all,
I liked you better
chance.
When you were 23.
Oh man. Blink 182 song.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
No one likes you when you're 23.
Oh, that's where that's from. God, yeah. Everyone's gonna roast me for not knowing that. Here we go.
I went down like a crazy Travis Barker train the other night, and I was just watching so much Travis Barker shit because he's dating Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah.
So random.
I don't get that at all, but like living for the paparazzi pictures of them everywhere.
I kind of love it.
I do too.
I love it.
It kind of works. And
it
I
does.
Don't know why. It gives me like Megan Fox and like, yeah.
And they all hang out. There's like this picture of Travis Barker, Machine Gun Kelly, Megan, and Kourtney all hanging out. And they're both sitting on their man's lap. And I'm like,
damn.
I kind of love this for these women. Like, they're just living that fantasy, that rock star girlfriend fantasy.
That's fucking hot. I love that.
And also, like, Travis Barker is a little bit older than Courtney. So it's just, like, cute. And he's so mature and fun. I watched so many interviews of him the other night, and he's so cool. He's been through a lot. He survived a plane crash.
He did?
Yeah,
dude.
I don't
know anything about him, honestly.
He was the Blink-182 drummer. Then he survived a plane crash. Like, the plane literally went down. And it's actually so sad. Like, two of his best friends died, and then two of the pilots died, and he was caught on fire. Like, he literally was on fire.
How did I not know this?
I didn't either. I saw one interview of him, and it said, like, Travis Barker talks about the plane crash, and I was like, what? And I watched it, and it's nuts. Like, it's crazy. Damn. So he, like, doesn't go on planes anymore, which I get.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to have to watch that. Send me the link.
I was watching that before my flight. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't do this. Interesting. Anyway, how did we get here?
I don't even know.
Well, it's 10 in the morning.
Yeah, it is. It's too early. Way too early. It's honestly like 11:30 now. But still had to get up at 8:30 for this. But we need to explain why we're filming at 10 in the morning, 11 now. Because it's not normally us. Normally we film at night. But Sarah ran into a little bit of a situation.
A little uh-oh.
A little oopsie.
Oopsie doopsie.
My bee.
It was fucking annoying. It was so annoying. Yesterday I was in Oregon and I had a flight here yesterday at 2 p.m. And it said on my calendar, on my phone, that my flight was at 2 and then I was going to get into L.A. or Burbank at, 5? And I even texted you. I was like, can you pick me up at 5?
Yeah.
And you're like, yes. Mm-hmm. So it just said in my calendar that was when I was going to be leaving. And so then yesterday, my mom, it was so sweet. My mom woke me up with breakfast in bed.
Oh.
It was so sweet. A little cupcake with a little candle. It was really nice. And then I was eating my breakfast in bed and I was like, I had this weird feeling. I was like, let me just like make sure that I have a flight.
Yeah.
So I like go in my email and I like type in flight confirmation or like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I couldn't find it, anything. All I could find were my flight ticket stuff coming to Oregon, but not going back. And I was like, what? And so I spent like 30 minutes in bed just trying to figure out where my flight info was, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And I was like, I literally bought a flight, though, I remember. And I used PayPal. I remember using PayPal. And then I was texting you, and I was like, I'm freaking out. I don't know. Because we were supposed to record the podcast right when I landed yesterday.
Yeah, I was supposed to pick her up from the airport and then come straight here. It was going to be a whole ordeal.
But I was ready for that.
Same.
And I couldn't find my flight info anywhere, so I was like, okay. And then I go on my PayPal. It says that I paid for one, and then I was like, but it doesn't say what airline it's for. So I was texting Caitlin, and then you are just so smart, and you send me a picture, and you're like, was this supposed to be your flight? Like, you looked up all the flights, and it was from Medford to Phoenix, where I would be getting in at 5, but that was the connecting flight, and then it was Phoenix to LA, and I was like, that's probably it, because that's exactly the times that it says on my Google thing. But also, why wouldn't my Google calendar say the other flight too?
Dude, they glitch out like that sometimes. Like, the second that she texted me saying that she knew she had a flight and she couldn't find it anywhere and she didn't get a confirmation email, I was like, oh God, here we go. Because that always happens. I don't get it. It makes no sense. But airlines, sometimes they just do not send you an email when you get a fucking flight. So like, I don't know. I was just looking everywhere online to find her flight. But yeah, I don't get why they don't sync up in the calendar. They have so many glitches that you never know what the hell's going on.
No idea.
Yeah.
And is it just an American airline thing?
Mostly.
Do they do that?
Mostly. My main issues have been American Airlines. I've had a United fuck up with that before too. And then I also had Delta. But 90% of the time,
it's American.
It's fucking American Airlines.
God damn.
Like, just of course it is.
Of course it is. And I told everyone at the podcast, I was like, yeah, I'll be there. Like, I'll come right from the airport. It's going to work out. So I was like, shit. Well, I don't even know if I, like, have this flight. So I called American Airlines and I'm just stressed in bed eating my breakfast that my mom sweetly made me. And my mom's like sitting there all concerned because they couldn't even sing me happy birthday yet.
Oh.
Like the little candle still on the fucking. So I was like, fuck. I call American Airlines and the fucking robot lady or whatever. Ugh. She was like, sorry, we're experiencing high call times.
Ugh.
If you want, we can call you back in approximately, I'm like, okay, she's going to say like 20 minutes.
Mm-mm.
1 hour to 2 hours. And I'm like, so like, do I
should
have,
be on my flight then.
I should be. I got to be at the airport then. So anyway, I fucking like get ready anyway. And I'm like, I'm just going to show up to the airport and see what I can do. Show up to the airport. I blew out my candle and like we did that.
Okay, thank God. I was going to say, is that flame still going? Like, is it just sitting there waiting?
Aww.
You got to go back and blow it out.
My mom's like crying. She's like,
she
damn.
Didn't even blow out her candle.
She didn't even. It was a carrot cake candle. Or not candle.
Carrot cake candle.
Carrot cake cupcake.
Oh, carrot cake slaps.
It's so good.
I'm scared of people that don't like carrot cake. They're just like, ew, it's carrots. No, it's carrot cake.
You can I just got a carrot cake candle, and it is like the best thing I've ever smelled. It's like a dessert.
Oh,
it's like
so where there's a candle.
What?
Like a candle cake.
Oh, because I said it was a carrot cake candle, but I was like, no, it was the
candle. No, that's why like my brain was like, oh, you too? Because I literally actually just bought like a carrot cake scented candle.
From where? I would like that.
DW Candles. So good. Like,
I'll be making a purchase.
It is my new favorite
Dude,
candle website.
Damn. Yum. It's my favorite cake ever, and everyone thinks that I'm so like weird for that.
Nope, not
I'm
me.
Just quirky so and different.
I love carrot cake.
Oh,
it's
frosting.
Just it's so good.
And it's like not too sweet. You know,
it's
not
sweet.
Too much. But like not too much.
Yeah. It's not obnoxious.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. I love carrot cake, and my mom got carrot cake cupcakes.
Oh.
It was so sweet. Anyway, so I get to the airport and I walk into the airport and there's the Medford airport's so fucking small. It is the smallest airport ever.
I didn't even know you guys had an airport there. So I was like, huh?
So tiny. And it's right next to my old high school. So it's kind of triggering.
What?
Yeah, I have to like drive by my old high school. I'm like, oh,
it's
my
right
God.
Next to it? What the fuck?
It's right next to it. So I go in and there's like no line at the American Airlines thing. But there's huge lines at Alaskan and at Delta. And I was like, why is there no line for American Airlines? And there's no lady working the American Airlines thing. So I was like, what the fuck? So I'm just waiting there for hella long. And then one of the Alaskan Airlines people was like, hi, like, there's no one working American today. I was like, what? And then she was like, just get in line and I can help you. And I was like, okay. So I have to like wait in the Alaskan Airlines line. And then they're like trying to look up my shit. And then by the time that they told me that I didn't have a ticket, I guess, there I can't even buy one because like the boarding is already over for that flight. So I was like, okay. So then I had to buy a new one and I had to text everyone like, hey, sorry. I won't be able to make
Damn.
It.
Wait, so did you get like flight credit back or anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have to pay, but they wanted me to do the flight because I was trying to fly into Burbank because it's closer. If I were to fly into Burbank, I would have to fly to Seattle at 7 p.m. that night and then stay the night in Seattle, in the Seattle airport, and then have a flight in the morning at 6 a.m. I would be getting in at 9, and then I would have to go straight here.
No, absolutely not.
So I was like, I guess I can fly into LAX this one time. I hate flying into LAX.
But that much that you actually consider being in Seattle kind of, overnight?
Kind of.
Oh, my God.
LAX stresses me out.
Yeah,
but then
it sucks.
Yeah, there's an LAX flight, and it worked out. Then I got in at, like, 10:30, slept like a baby, and here I am.
Here we fucking are. Proud of you.
Thanks.
We were so concerned that she wasn't gonna get up this morning. I was like, how are you gonna get up this early in the morning after all that chaos?
I got you.
But good job.
Thank you.
So proud.
I got you. Before we get into it, we're gonna cheers, brother. It's my birthday,
baby.
You
Everyone
cheers too, Jenna.
Cheers. Take a fucking shot.
Pan the camera over to Jenna. Oh, she has a camera.
Oh,
and Woo. I have purple now.
Yes!
Love that.
Love it.
Cheers.
Cheers
to you.
Cheers to
24. Carrot magic.
Mm. 24 karat magic in the air. Oh, I can't wait to blast that.
That's what we can fucking talk about really fast.
What?
We got Bruno tickets.
Oh my God, bitch.
Guys, oh my God. Wait, we said that at the end of the last episode too. I was like, I think Bruno tickets are going on sale soon. And we got some.
We got some.
Oh my God.
You were on your shit right when the tickets dropped.
I woke the fuck up. I haven't set an alarm to go on Ticketmaster in so long, dude, that when that alarm like just set off, I felt like a butterfly. Yes. I was just floating up out of my bed being like, yep.
Astral projecting.
Oh, just God has resurrected me.
With your laptop just floating above your bed.
Bro, I really sat there and was like, I haven't bought tickets like at 10 in the morning, like in bed, my laptop sitting there, just like leaned over.
In your jammies.
On my side, in my pajamas.
Oh,
just sitting in that queue.
The adrenaline rush of being in the queue.
God, I was like, come on, little man. There wasn't that many people in line.
Oh, why not? Like,
well, I don't know. I really don't know.
What the fuck? Why?
I don't know.
It's Bruno.
Yeah, but it's so expensive.
Yeah.
And I think everyone like, I don't know. I really don't know, but there wasn't that many people in line. But yeah, we got tickets, so.
I'm so, when you texted me that you were in line, I was like, oh yeah, I fucking forgot. And you were on that shit. And tell them what seats that you got us.
Okay, so this is, I'm so excited for this. This is the most ridiculous shit ever. So when I was looking at all the tickets, we were talking about like the price range we wanted and everything. And me and Sarah were originally going to go just the two of us. And I was looking at seats of two, just bopping around on the map. And, you know, there was a lot of tickets available. So I was just looking at what was going on. And there was two seats together in like not the first three sections, but the four behind it. Mm. And there was two seats in like one of the front rows of that. And it was, you know, a price. And I was like,
a price.
Yeah, you know, that's fine. But then I started looking at single tickets because there was single tickets in the fifth and sixth row aisle seats. And I was like, I wonder how much those are. Like, definitely not in our fucking price range. And the single tickets at the end of the rows, fifth and sixth row, were less expensive than the two in a section farther back. And I texted Sarah and was like, bro, would it be insane of us to actually spend less money on tickets, get these single tickets, and just be behind
standing behind, just directly behind each other in the aisle
of the fifth and sixth row? I was like, would that be bad? Because it's at the same place that it was last year, and yeah. I just remember the setup. Everyone is so squished together. Yeah. So it's like, dude, I feel like for less money and the fifth and sixth row,
yeah,
let's fucking do it. And we sat there and like questioned it for a minute, but I was like, bro, this is gonna be so funny.
So funny.
So I got those.
Well, first, when we were trying to decide, I was like, oh, we should have, or we should invite Christelle.
I was gonna get to that, yep.
Christelle really wanted to go too. And then you were like, well.
Lucky for you, I did just buy the fifth and sixth row tickets, but there's a seventh row aisle seat available.
Just three?
Yes, that's it. So now me, Sarah, and Christelle are going to Bruno Mars in Vegas in a conga line.
In a conga line!
And I'm like, we all need to wear matching outfits and just get like our dances ready and everything.
Hey!
Oh my God, it's going to be so funny. We need to make it obvious that we're all together, but in separate rows.
Yeah. Just behind. That is just in a line.
The most chaotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's so smart.
It is.
And we're, I'm
my
gonna like
popped
be,
off then.
I'm gonna like hold you from behind. We can like slow dance.
I'm gonna leave the door open.
I'm gonna leave the door open. We're all just holding each other in a line.
We're all just like holding hands like in a line.
We can't do that.
Oh my God.
So that's crazy.
I'm so excited for that.
Oh my God, dude.
July, let's go. I can't even comprehend that concerts and festivals are a thing this fall.
And everyone has to be vaxxed for this, right?
I have no idea. I don't know what it is.
I would assume so.
I'm assuming so, yeah.
Because, like, how would they let that happen?
I don't know. You have to be vaxxed.
There was already that Machine Gun Kelly concert in Florida. He, like, just had one a couple weeks ago. And
yeah,
it was, like, a
Florida
concert.
Florida hasn't given a fuck.
But, like, was that, yeah, did they just not have any, it was just, like, a concert again? Like, open? It looked like it.
Were people wearing masks and shit?
I don't think so.
Florida's been having shows for so long still, though. Florida, like, the clubs have been open.
Florida doesn't care.
We're talking about the real world.
Yeah, we're talking about the real LA. Not that
Vegas is really the fucking real world either, but, like.
We're talking about the real world, LA.
Yeah.
And Vegas.
Duh.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. It's coming so soon.
It's gonna be here before you know it. Like, I don't even. Me and you in a car again to Vegas, I'm gonna be like, bro.
God. So excited. Oh yeah. My god. And then yeah, we were talking last time that Bruno was our last, not mine. Mine was Tame Impala, but Bruno was my second to last show. It was your last show before the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's gonna be our first one back.
Yes. That's so amazing to me. Like, I wish we could go back in time and just tell ourselves that that was gonna be a thing.
It's gonna be okay.
But that's so crazy.
I hope that Anderson .Paak comes.
I think he has to. I don't really understand why Bruno's doing it by himself if he's got the whole Silk Sonic thing going on. But I think it was, I think it's the contract he had in Vegas, because when we went last year, he had so many shows left. So I feel like he's gonna make up for all
That's true.
But then again, those tickets last year were already on sale. And everything just re-went on sale.
Oh.
So I don't fucking know. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't know. Who the hell knows?
I hope Anderson .Paak comes. Did you see the music video I sent you?
Yes, I did. I did.
So hot.
He is thriving right now.
I sent Caitlin the Cut 'Em In music video. If you haven't seen Anderson .Paak, Cut 'Em In.
Great song.
Oh, it's so good. And he's so fucking hot.
Enjoyed the Rick Ross verse too.
Rick Ross coming in just so delicately and smooth.
Perfectly for that song.
God, it's such a good video. Holy shit, Anderson .Paak, my god, I cannot wait to see him live too.
Same.
I'm gonna lose my mind. Like, this duo.
But, like, yeah.
I've seen him, but just him, but, like, him and Bruno, god damn it.
No, seeing them together, I'm gonna freak out.
It's gonna be just too much stimulation.
I'm just gonna tell myself that they're doing it together.
This is too much stimulation.
I gotta leave.
We have signs.
Who wants my tickets? I can't do this.
Oh my god.
But yeah,
love
about that.
I'm so proud of us.
I know.
We got those tickets. I'm proud of you. I didn't do it.
You agreed.
I agree.
I'm proud of you for agreeing to the conga line.
Oh my god, and fucking Christelle texted me like an hour after we bought the tickets, and she was like, oh my god, my other friend Liam bought me another ticket, so I'm seeing Bruno two nights in a row, and he didn't
Shut
even tell
up.
Me. I was like, are you kidding me? So me and Caitlin have to go two nights
in a row?
I know,
I'm like, wait, so now we're obligated to go two nights in a row? Fuck.
So she's going twice.
Well, I guess we have to go three times.
Yeah, period.
Gotta one-upper.
But yeah, so you're doing okay?
Yeah, still going through shit that I'm still not going to talk about, but yeah, just trucking on.
Just trucking along.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
I don't
you.
Know. I don't have much to share right now other than that. I'm excited about that.
That's okay, dude. Yeah. You'll talk about when you're ready.
Yeah.
I have a lot to share.
I can't wait to hear all of it.
What a clusterfuck of emotions and situations.
Yeah.
And I went to Oregon and
what is that face?
Well, first of all, I get to Oregon and you know how nervous I was.
Yeah.
I literally cried to you a few nights before I left.
Wait, you have to address that you made your hair appointment the next day.
Oh, I did.
Woo!
Okay, my hair's not looking like great today. Because you know when you wash extensions, they're not as silky and smooth anymore. So I wash them so they're not as silky anymore. But they're so much longer. I found
they're
a
amazing.
Random bitch. Did I say that I found the bitch in Thousand Oaks already? She was so nice, but I pulled an all-nighter because I was scared I was going to miss it. And so I was sitting in the chair for 4 hours, and I was just like so miserable because, like, love this bitch. She did so much better than my other bitch, but, like, she's so much slower and precise. So I was sitting there for so long, and at one point I was like, I just wasn't talking because I like, can't make small talk. I can't.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you mind if I just, like, fall asleep? And she was like, go ahead. I'll wake you up when I'm done. And I'm like, okay. So I was just sitting there in the chair, and I'm just like,
Wait, that's so funny. I could never do that.
I honestly can't either, but I was so exhausted where I was just like, I just need to close my eyes. I'm not sure if I was snoring or not. I don't think I snore.
Snoring in the hair salon.
I really don't know if I snore, but she woke me up when it was done and it was like 2 hours later.
Damn.
She took like 4 hours on it, but it looks great.
Looks amazing.
It's super long. Haven't had my hair this long in a minute. Oh, and I'm also wearing my new merch. Everyone go get it.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be out so by then.
Cool. Yeah, it'll be out today for audio listeners. It comes out Friday on your birthday.
It's awesome.
It says, we're going to party like it's my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
With a cute little girly with butterfly wings.
It's so artistic. I love it.
This is me with my carrot cake cupcake.
Oh, my God. I didn't even notice the cupcake. That's awesome.
Isn't it cute?
Hell yeah.
Our merch people kill it every time.
Yeah, they really do.
They're amazing.
But yeah.
Anywho,
where do I even begin, bitch?
Well, you went to Oregon with good hair, so
I did, and I felt good. I was very confident.
Glad we fixed that.
Getting to Oregon, and you know, like when you see your family, and you just want to be in a great mood mm-hmm. for the whole trip. You want to have just like the best time. But then when you hang out with your family for too long, your real self starts to show through.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you try really hard to like.
You try to be present, but.
It just, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So literally the first day, I was so excited. My sister picked me up from the airport. Love my sissy. We went and we got wine at Trader Joe's.
Oh.
And we came back home. And then my mom was there. And my mom is rocking the gray hair these days.
Oh.
Because she's not seeing her hair lady anymore. Because I guess her hair lady, like, doesn't wear masks. Oh. And, like, doesn't believe in COVID. So my mom's like, well, what the fuck? I'm not seeing you. So my mom's, like, rocking the... And she looks cool. I'm like, Mom, just keep it like that. And she's like,
silver fox look.
I know. It's like a cool silvery white. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Mom. She's like, don't look at me. I hate it. I was like, it looks fucking okay.
But whatever.
Whatever. I thought it looked sick. And so me, my mom, my dad, my sister are just hanging out, talking, catching up. My dad's telling stories. My dad just got surgery. And so he's like talking about his surgery. We're just vibing, having a great time. And then it's like 10 p.m. And then my sister and my dad are like, okay, we're going to go to bed. And I was like, oh, okay. So it's just me and my mom. And we're talking. And we get in a huge fight.
Cute.
Cute.
Woo! Just was, girly things.
Yeah. But it was honestly one of those things where it's like me and my mom had a, like a lot of shit that just wasn't being talked about. And then we just kind of both, you know, had to get it off of our chest. And it was, like, productive, but it was just, like, a lot. And it was, like, my first night.
Yeah.
And then my sister came down and, like, was the mediator for it. So I'm glad that me and my mom got that off the table. We, like, hugged, cried, forgave each other. It was fine. But I'm, like, that was strange.
Yeah. And the first night.
The first night.
Ripped the Band-Aid off?
Yeah. Because once it was me and my mom alone, it was like,
so
are we going to fucking talk about it?
Yeah. Do we talk about the weather?
Yeah. Do we talk about YouTube?
Like, yeah.
Because my mom's always wants to talk about Trisha Paytas these days.
Oh, really?
My mom's a huge Trisha fan.
Wait, that's so cute.
So she was starting to talk about like YouTuber drama. And I was like, Mom.
You're like, what about our drama? What's the tea on that?
Literally. And then we were trying to have a constructive convo, but then emotions got involved. And then I was like, ugh, my sister helped us out though. My dad tried to help. And my mom's like, Rick, get out of here. And my dad's like, oh my God, okay.
Rick is leaving.
I am going to. My dad, just being in a family with all women who are just so.
Like, poor Rick.
Dude, we have like all have the biggest personalities ever. My dad's just this chill, peaceful. Like,
aww.
Just trying to help. Rick, get out of here.
Just like, okay. Could you not, Rick?
I guess, well, welcome home, Sarah. Fuck, sorry. yeah, so that was weird. And then, mind you, my best friend Katie's son's birthday party was that next day. So I was already in like a weird headspace going to bed. I'm like, okay, I can like pull myself together, you know. And whatever. It was fine. Like, me and my mom are fine now. But, you know, mom and daughter shit. Mm-hmm. It just be like that sometimes. And so then I wake up and I'm so fucking nervous for this 1-year-old's birthday party for no reason. Like, this is my second family.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up with these people, but I just had no idea who was going to be there anyway. Like, mm-hmm. I had no clue. And my sister was like, can I come in and like say hi to the baby? I was like, yeah. So I look really cute. I have like this funky ass shirt on. I'm like ready to party. And also, I said this last time, but I've never met Jordan, the baby, when he was awake. Like, I only met him one time when he was sleeping. So I don't know what his personality is. So I don't know how emotional I'm going to be. Like, it's going to be a lot. So I show up and my sister comes inside and it's just like a lot of like energy. There's her whole family's there, her little cousins and like little siblings who like love me and shit are there, and I'm like saying hi to everyone, and people haven't seen my sister in forever, so it's just like, oh my god, Rachel, whatever. And it was really nice. And then once my sister was like, okay, I'm gonna leave, I was like, fuck,
I'm alone,
yeah. It's a party.
what do I do
But I was like, okay, bye Rachie. So my sister leaves and we're all just like hanging out and shit. I'm like catching up with her uncles. They're asking me about like the pizza stuff.
Oh god.
And I'm like, yeah, it was really nice. And then all of the sudden Katie's like, let's go out in the backyard, I want to get you a little party hat. And I was like, sure. So we go out in the backyard and she gives me a little party hat, we're like taking shots or whatever, and then we hear the door open and these two guys walk in.
Oh god.
And I'm like, oh god, who is that? And I turn around and it's the guy that I had my first kiss with freshman year.
God.
And I'm like,
hey.
I didn't know if he was gonna be there because like I knew that him and Katie were really good friends, but also I was just like, I don't know.
When you just went, I just imagined the door opening and you doing like the Debbie Ryan face. Just the
literally, that's what I did. That's what I did. He walked in with his, let's call him Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy, Andre Anderson.
Yeah,
Anderson Pack.
Anderson works.
And Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin.
Got it. The boys.
Kevin and Anderson come through. They've got a pack of beer. They're ready to party. And I'm like, this is a 1-year-old's birthday party, but okay.
It was like, just, here's the beer.
It was just so funny. They just come in with, it was, okay, it was
yeah. Like, let's go, boys.
Yeah. It was so funny. And I was like getting nervous. I was like, oh my god. And I thought that Kevin, the guy that I had my first kiss with, was in a relationship because he was with this girl for like 3 years.
Damn.
Who I know. I like know the girl. So I wasn't even like planning on like thinking about him whatsoever. I was just like, well, if he even comes, he has a girlfriend, like whatever. And then he shows up with Anderson, and then one of my friends pulled me aside and they're like, Kevin's single now. And I was like, stop.
The Debbie Ryan face again.
Yeah.
He's single?
I was like, I have no idea what to feel. Like, it's just hard because like he's like cute. I liked him a lot in high school, but also it's just like we don't really know each other anymore.
Yeah,
that
what
well.
Is now like?
What is now, right? And I was like, okay, I'll just like keep an open mind. Whatever. This is also Katie's son's first birthday party. I'm not gonna get too crazy.
Oh.
I'll control myself. And so, yeah, we were, he was, like, really surprised to see me, and his, like, eyes lit up, and I was like, Debbie Ryan, I was like,
not again.
I'm like, hi, Kevin, oh my god, so nice to see you, wow, you, like, made it, that's so nice. And it was just also so fucking annoying, because all of Katie's other friends didn't come. Oh. It was literally just, like, me,
who
Kevin.
Who flew in?
Yeah. I flew in for this baby boy. I love baby Jordan. And her other friends didn't show up. And it was like, it was just me, Kevin, and fucking Anderson, and then our other friend, Jules, who came. But she came later, like way later. And I was like, what? And it was mostly just like her family and like relatives and shit. So I was like, damn, but like, okay. So the night goes on, we're getting drunk. I'm taking shots with Katie's husband in the garage. I think that Katie's husband was just like so nervous the whole day because like this is his son's birthday party and like he's like a new dad and he's like, he just doesn't know how to handle it, yeah. I think. But he's doing a great job. He's doing the best that he can. But he just like kept pulling me aside. He's like, Sarah, shots. And I'm like, sure, dude. And so we would like go into the garage, like take shots. And he's really funny. And then the night goes on. We sang happy birthday to Jordan in his little high chair with a little cake. And I was like, this is one of those moments that I'm going to remember forever. Because, like, I'm going to watch this baby grow up. And he's going to be a teenager. And he's going to be an adult. And I'm going to remember his first birthday party.
Damn, I could cry just imagining that. I, like, can see it in front of me.
I'll show. We can insert a little clip of it. It was just so cute. And I'll show you a video later. It was just so fucking adorable. And I was sitting with Katie's little sister who I watched grow up. And I remember... No. Katie bringing her little sister in for show and tell when she was born in like third grade.
Show and tell? Wait, please explain like, that.
It was show like, and tell where you normally bring in like your hamster. She's like, here's my human baby here's sister.
My newborn sister. She was just born. And it was like really cute. And I remember that. And she's sitting next to me. She's like 15 with braces, has a personality. And I'm like,
not a personality.
Not a personality. And she's like so cool. And I'm like, this is just crazy. I was like, oh my God, my first kiss is over there in the corner.
Bro, the circle of life is just in front of your face.
I was like, damn, we're really growing up. We're out here, like, growing up. And yeah, the night goes on. It like, it wasn't really a baby's birthday party anymore. It was more so a party. It was a function. Her uncle Kyle is crazy. He just kept wanting to take shots with me. He's so fun. He was just trying to like dance and party. And I'm like, Uncle Kyle, what?
Uncle Kyle.
And then, oh my God, we like went and we opened presents for Jordan. And I got Jordan the best gift ever.
What'd you get him?
I was so excited to give him this gift, even though he won't remember any of it. He literally is not, you know, cognitive whatsoever. I got him the cutest little electric guitar toy.
Oh,
it's so tiny, and then each button has a little animal on it.
Oh!
And then if you like click the button, it makes the animal noise, and then if you like strum it, there's like an instrumental, so you can like strum it and then click the little cow, and he's like moo 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 moo, and it's so dope, actually.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm gonna make little Jordan a musician. I just gotta get him started, you know.
Start him young.
And I was like, he has no idea what this is, but whatever. I was so excited for him to open it, and then he opened it and he just like looked at it, picked it up, and just like threw it.
Oh.
And I'm like,
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, but Jordan, just give me a second.
give it a chance.
Hang on. And then there's this adorable picture of me, Jordan sitting on my lap, and we got the guitar, and I'm just like pushing the little buttons, and each of them are lighting up, and he was like looking at all the buttons. Aww. And I'm like, I'm gonna sob in front of this entire family. And then I kept looking in the corner, and Kevin. He was like looking at me and the baby, like, and I was like, but like, no. You know,
don't get any ideas, but like, what you thinking?
And also, mind you, Kevin and my dad used to work together, and they were like besties.
Oh. Random.
But his dad like moved away, so that's always like a good combo starter. I'm like, so how's your dad? My dad misses your dad. Our dads need to hang out.
Yeah. Oh God.
Anyway, so and then that's where those adorable pictures came in, because Katie's mom was like, pick him up. And then I was like, okay, I picked Jordan. I don't know how to hold a baby, too. I've never like held a baby.
Yeah.
I don't know how to hold a baby. So
no,
I'm
it's scary.
It's scary. They're so fragile. I was like holding this baby, and then he was vibing for maybe 3 seconds, and then just, I could tell he was like kind of like getting uncomfortable. I was like, oh no. And then he's like, and I was like, no, Jordan, it's okay. And then Candy, the mom's like, Sarah, just look over here. Jordan, just look. She's like trying to get pictures. And I was like, Jordan, come on. And then he just starts screaming. Just screaming. And I'm like, so this is how it is.
Yeah.
But also, you're like my nephew. You're like my Taurus nephew. Like, we have a connection. Just wait. Like, I'm your cool aunt.
Give it a second.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to cry when you see me next time as you get older.
I know.
You're going to love me.
Yeah. He was kicking and screaming. He did not like me.
Those pictures were so cute, though.
Yeah.
You need to post one.
I posted them on my story for his birthday yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I think I literally responded to Mom, what am I talking about?
You
but they're
did.
So cute.
They're so cute.
I love them.
But I'm like, damn. And then Katie kept coming up to me and she's like, just don't be offended. He loves you. He just like, he just needs me. And I'm like, I get
actually,
it.
Actually, take it personally.
Yeah. I'm just Am. It's cool Am. I got my guitar. The fuck?
Does that mean nothing?
Yeah. But he was like, every single time that I would like try to talk to him, he would start crying. Like literally, it was so, I just didn't know what I was doing wrong. I don't know why babies don't like me.
I don't think it has anything to do with you, dude. They're just one. What else are they supposed to do?
But he's like the happiest baby ever. Like always giggling and smiling and just running around giggling. But he just did not like me, dude. Every time we would make eye contact, I'll insert a picture of his face. Every single time he would look at me, it was always just like a disgusting like, ugh. And he would like turn.
Get this bitch away.
Yeah, I'm like, is it my energy? Like, am I too intense? Like, I'll relax. But anyway, that was cute. And then basically the night goes on. I'm just getting drunk with Katie's family and kind of sporadically talking to Kevin.
Ooh.
But also, it's like, Anderson was cute, too. So I was like...
You talking to both of them?
I wasn't, like, trying to. I'm just,
it
like,
just happened.
I'm such a flirt these days.
As you should be.
And they're both so funny and cool. I'm just like, I love this. And they were, like, the only, like, guys there.
Yeah.
You know? So, and one of them I had my first kiss with. So I'm just like, I don't know. But then Katie's like... Are you coming? You're coming to the after party.
Like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, the one-year-old kid's after party, but probably not even with the kid. Just like the I don't even know.
When he goes to bed.
Yeah, that's literally what it is.
Oh my god.
Like, you're coming to the after party, right? And I was like, sure. Like, is the baby gonna, like, what is this after party? Like, who's going? She's like, it's just gonna be like, you know, the young adults. And I'm like, okay. And so, oh my god, it was so fucking cute. All of Katie's little siblings and cousins who I used to babysit all had to drive us to Katie's house because we were all drunk and
oh
shit.
Oh my god.
And so, fucking Katie's little brother who I watched grow up is just driving me drunk as fuck in the back of the car. And also, I really hope that Kevin doesn't watch this. I really fucking hope so. Don't put this in the highlights, please. Anything where I talk about Kevin, don't put it in the highlights. But basically, I was like, I went out to the cul-de-sac to like get in Katie's little brother's little car. And there's like five cars like, getting all of us over to the after party.
Shuttling us.
And Kevin was like looking at me in one of the cars like, want to come with us? And I was like. And then little brother is just like, Sarah, get in here. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I go with Katie's little bro. We're having a great time. We get to Katie's house. And her uncle, the crazy fun uncle Kyle.
Kyle.
So I thought that Kyle was just like, just going to help drop the kids off. No, he stayed.
Oh, he wasn't going anywhere.
Kyle was not going home. Kyle did not want to leave.
That's so funny. He wants to be one of the kids.
He really does. And he has a young soul. And I love Kyle. But also, I was like, can I be like my 100% self around Kyle right now? But he's so funny and cool. But also, it was just so, I felt so bad because Kyle like was just trying to like fit in with us, you know? And he would make these references. Like, he would try to make a joke. He was really drunk, but he would try to make a joke and, like, say this reference from, like, an old movie or, like, an old song or, like, just, something from, like, the 60s or 70s or 80s, that era. He would, like, say something and be like, right?
Oh, and everyone would just be like,
what? He'd be like, Sarah, you know.
Oh,
you know.
God, I have an uncle like that. It's so embarrassing every time. It's like, Dan, shut up.
Yeah.
Not Dan, but
yeah.
I don't even know.
I was like, Kyle, I'm so sorry. He's like, Sarah, you have to know this movie. I'm like, I don't. Never. And he was like, okay. He was like, damn. And I'm like, I don't know your references. You don't know mine. Still love you.
Pound it.
And he was like, love you too. And I'm like, Kyle, my God. But he was trying his best. We had a great time. And then... the night goes on. I think we're just going to be drinking.
Oh, I'm so glad you're going to share this. Like, I'm so excited.
I have to. It's
no, you
so
need to.
Ridiculous, right?
Oh, I'm so excited.
The night goes on. It's maybe like an hour and a half in. And Kevin, my first kiss motherfucker, he's like, hey guys, can we like talk in the corner for a second? And we were like, okay. And Katie wasn't here. It was just me. It was me. Fuck, I keep forgetting their names. Me, fucking, what did Anderson? I name Kevin? And Kevin. Anderson? Kevin. Me, Kevin, Anderson, and then our other friend. And we're in the corner, and then he was like, I brought some, like, fun stuff if you want to, you know, get a little crazy. And we were like, what?
Define fun stuff.
I was thinking, like, Coke, because that seems kind of more normal.
Yep. Oh, no.
And I wasn't even down. I don't like Coke. I really just don't like Coke. So I was just like, no, I'm not down to do Coke. And he was like, it's not Coke. And I was like, Kevin.
I'm listening.
I'm listening. And I was like, mushrooms?
Which would be the second
slightly
normaler thing.
Like if we microdosed it.
Yeah.
This man said, Molly?
And I said Molly
at a 1-year-old's after party.
No 1-year-old was present, but it was still, in fact, his after party.
With Katie's Uncle Kyle right there sitting just drunk as fuck talking about sports with these other people. And I'm like, first of all, it's kind of hot that you waited until the baby was asleep to talk about drugs. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he were to ask us that at the actual party with the baby there, I would have been like, you're whack.
Yeah.
But he, like, took his time and waited till, like, the adults were alone to get freaky. And I was like,
he's responsible.
Yeah, that's
He's not gonna embarrass himself. And, like, if you took Molly at an actual 1-year-old birthday party while the child was present, we'd have a slight issue.
He would get kicked out.
Yes, but he was respectful.
He was very, and that was kind of hot. Yeah. I was like, okay.
You're not an idiot.
But then at the same time, I was like, why the fuck would we do Molly at Katie's house?
Right here, right now.
Right here, right now. And, like, Molly's so intense. Like, people do that shit at music festivals because you, like, listening to live music on Molly is, like, what makes it great. I'm like,
but Katie's house.
So we're just, like, at Katie's house on Molly.
For what?
But then also I'm kind of, like, kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm visiting.
I mean, who doesn't want to experience Katie's house on Molly, I guess?
You're so fucking right, bitch.
Like,
you're so right. It's Katie's house,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, fuck it.
It's Katie's house. Fuck
it. You want to be able to experience it in every dimension possible?
Yeah.
Drunk, Molly, sure. Fuck
sure.
It. Why not? Why Katie's, the fuck not?
Yeah.
It's Katie's goddamn house.
And shit, you, and like, you, the girlies know that shit always goes down at Katie's house, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Even to this day.
It seems to never stop.
Yeah, it seems to never end. I can't get a break.
Oh my God.
So I was, like, kind of, like, nervous about that at first because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to be on Molly in a stable environment where there's not a lot of stimulation going on. But I'll take half of one. And then he was like, cool. So then he just, so sneakily, just so chill and cash. I want you guys to think of, like, the That 70s Show cast members. Like, these are what these guys are. Like, these typical, like, Oregon, like, very chill, funny ass, like, stoner type, like, just fucking Anderson. Think of Hyde from That 70s Show.
Okay.
The guy with the curly hair and the glasses. That's Anderson.
Oh my God.
Same vibe, same everything. And oh my God. So it's like these two fucking guys, and they're just, like, trying to, like, make it super casual. They just, like, slip out the front door, and we're like, so we're doing Molly, okay? But Katie wasn't gonna do it, and because, like, her husband is, like, not for it.
Yeah.
Her husband was still there, hammered as hell. Her husband was just on the couch, just, like, rocking back and forth, just being like, can you play Chris Brown next?
Oh my,
like,
God.
He was, like, not here.
You were at the right place.
So she, like, could have done it, but she was just like, I just want to. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
These That 70s Show motherfuckers come back in really, like, nothing happened. And mind you, there's, like, people here, like other people. And we all go into the corner, and fucking Kyle, the uncle, just gets up and just wants to have a conversation with us right as Kevin's about to slip us the Molly.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, sup, Kyle? And he's like saying some more jokes. We're like reminiscing on like him babysitting us growing up. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I just can't believe that you're a YouTuber now. I'm like, oh, I know. My God. You know, just like uncle shit. He's proud of me. He's proud of me. And so we're like talking and shit. And then all of a sudden, Kevin says something. And then I like laugh at Kevin. And then he like goes in for a high five. Like, you know, those like.
Yeah.
So we do it. Mm-hmm. I feel the Molly in my grip. And I'm like, smooth.
Nice one.
Smooth, 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 smooth. And I didn't take it yet because obviously the uncle is like right there. And then I look over at Anderson. And Anderson, I'm just looking at him, and his eyes are just like, oh, my God.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, my God, it's hitting him. And then the uncle walks away, and then Anderson's like, yo, Kevin, this shit's nice.
Oh,
he's like,
man.
I'm feeling good. Like, I think it's, like, hitting me. And then Kevin is just laughing so hard because he's been on Molly for an hour now.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he's just like, ha, yeah, I knew that this was the vibe. And I'm like, that's hot. But also, like, kind of weird that you brought Molly to a one-year-old's birthday party, but whatever.
But like, whatever.
But I kind of love that you did that.
Yeah. Mixed emotions.
Yeah.
And like, so,
yeah. And I also just kind of wanted to wait and watch Anderson's come up and high so I can see the vibe that they're feeling before I take it.
Yeah.
You know, and see if they're like enjoying themselves. They were having a blast. They were like, having so much fun.
I just don't get it. Like, how? At Katie's house.
Me and Anderson were like playing catch with his puff. We were like just playing, and I was like, okay, they're giggling, they're vibing, I'll do it. And then me and my girlfriend, not girlfriend, but like girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend, so I'm gay.
just a little quick announcement. Won't take that much time to announce it, but.
This is me coming out.
Congratulations.
I'm gay? No. I don't know yet.
we'll figure it out. We'll announce later.
Might be bi, but I'm on that journey.
TBD.
But like, I don't want to put a label on it yet.
You don't have to.
Right. So casual.
What just happened?
Y'all can keep that in, whatever. Oh my God. I'm just figuring it out.
Love that.
Anyway, who cares?
As we digress.
I don't want to put a label on it. So me and my girl, that's a friend. Friend that's a girl. We're like, okay, let's do it. And so we just casually just swallow. And I'm like, there's no going back now.
Yeah.
What the fuck is about to happen? What is about to happen? Because like Molly is like, it's like the feel good drug, and like touching feels good.
Yeah.
You know, like skin. And I'm like, with this guy,
that is
two
cute.
Guys, but they're besties, so I'm like, I would have to just choose one.
Yeah. How am I gonna choose?
And they would never be down for a threesome, so that's out of the question.
Damn.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah,
they're just like cool. And also like, I hate that I have to like think that like we're gonna do something. We can't
just
hang out.
Yeah, but if that's like the vibe and you're both flirting, he was your first kiss, dude, you're allowed to have that sexual tension. What the fuck? He was your first kiss.
But I wasn't like sure, because he's like freshly single. He just got out of a relationship, and I'm like not looking for anything. I just wanted to like have fun.
I just wanted to touch.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, whatever's gonna happen, whatever happens stays in this house.
Yes.
Me, Sharon.
I know. Until it gets to the podcast.
So I'm waiting for it to kick in. And I'm, like, nervous. And then I feel like I hate Molly come up so bad. I get so much anxiety during the come up. But then once I'm up, I feel great. But I just hate the come up part. Remember me having an anxiety attack during Billie Eilish at Coachella?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because she, like, wasn't coming on stage. And I was like, guys, she's only 17. She's like, not ready for this. I was, like, rocking back and forth in the grass, being like, you guys, she's probably freaking out backstage. But it was just me projecting. So I hate the come up. I could feel it coming. And I was like, oh, my God, my phone lights up. It's my best friend from childhood,
Chelsea,
who I haven't seen in like 2 years, and she's just FaceTiming me, and I'm like, this is exactly the energy that I need right now, because everyone's just kind of awkwardly coming up and like anxious, yeah. And I'm like, I can't be around you guys awkwardly in a kitchen while I'm coming up on drugs.
Yeah.
And Kai, uncle, the uncle's in the fucking corner, and I'm like, this is too much. So I run into the bathroom, I answer the FaceTime, and I was like,
Chelsea,
I love you so much. And she was like, are you in town, you motherfucker? And I was like, are you in town? Because she lives in Newport Beach. I was like, you're here? And she was like, yes, bitch. And I was like, well, and then Katie comes in. She's like, Chelsea, get your ass over here. And Chelsea's like, are you sure? Because, like, Chelsea wasn't invited to the birthday party because, like, they're not that close. Like, I'm kind of, like, that middle friend for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Katie's like, no, bitch, I miss you. Come over. And she was like, okay. So Chelsea's on her way. I haven't seen Chelsea in 2 years. So I'm just like, and I'm on drugs now. So I'm like, what?
What is this mix?
What's about to happen?
Chelsea, meet Uncle Kyle.
Yeah. And my first kiss.
And here's Kevin.
Here's Kevin, everybody.
Also Anderson.
And Anderson. Hyde from That 70s Show. Just vibing in the corner. Having the best time of his life. And so I was like kind of getting nervous for Chelsea to like walk into this chaos and not know what to do with herself. But she's like a strong woman. She knows how to handle herself. She's the fucking best. I can't wait for you to meet her.
I'm so excited. Holy shit.
So I'm coming up and I'm like, oh my God, I like love everybody here.
Oh, great.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm like feeling good. Wow. And then I'm noticing that like I go back into the living room and every single time I'm talking to somebody, just having a conversation, even Uncle Kyle, come closer to me.
Okay.
When I'm talking to them, I'm going like this. I'm like, yes.
Oh, man.
Because, like, skin.
Bad. Just there grabbing my arm. Yes.
I'm literally just, like, squeezing their arms. And whenever I'm on Molly, I don't just, like, rub people's arms. I squeeze them.
What the fuck?
It's so weird, but it was like normal because they were doing it back to me. And we were both
it's
like
the cats when they feel something squishy and they start like pressing it. Sarah's just like, yes.
Everyone's just in a circle squeezing each other's arms. Like, what?
Everyone's just squeezing each other's arms. I'm not even kidding, dude. We were
That's
all
such a
just
weird visual.
And I would be like holding hands with my friends and just squeezing their hands. And I'm like, I'm just so happy to be here. I miss you so much. Yeah. And so the night goes on. Chelsea shows up with another one of my old friends who I haven't seen in so fucking long. Let's name him Ricky.
Ricky.
Ricky. Ricky shows up. He doesn't really fucking know anyone, but he's the DD. So he's just like there to be Chelsea's DD because Chelsea wants to party.
Yeah.
She hasn't seen me in years.
Just out of curiosity, what time of the night are we at?
Great question, Jenna.
Great question. We're at a good 1 a.m.
Oh, okay. Really?
It's late, and Chelsea still came through because she just loves me.
Damn.
And so Chelsea comes in, and me and Kevin pull Chelsea over to the side because we're so high right now. And I'm only on half, and I'm still really high. And me and Kevin with big eyes were like, Chelsea, sorry for like acting weird. We're just like on drugs. We're like on Molly. And then Chelsea's like, can I have one? And we're like, what
the
really
is this?
I've never done, well, I've actually done mushrooms with Chelsea before, but never like Molly ever. And the fact that she was just so down and she doesn't really even like know anybody, I was like, are you sure, Chelsea? Like, you don't have to feel peer pressure. And she's like, no, let's do it, you're in town,
like, what the fuck,
let's have fun. And I was like, okay.
Here we go.
So then Kevin gives her a half. She's on her come up. And Chelsea on Molly is just the best. During her come up, you know how I had to go to the bathroom and talk to her on FaceTime? She went into the backyard and started pulling weeds.
What?
In the garden. Because she, like, loves plants. She, like, is passionate about plants. She, like, went to school for plants.
Oh, shit.
And the only thing that she wanted to do during her Molly come up is just fix Katie's backyard.
Oh my God.
And because we were like, where the fuck did Chelsea go? And then Kevin looks out in the backyard and there's just Chelsea on her hands and knees, just like fucking pulling some weeds out in the garden.
Gardening gloves on, the wheelbarrow. She's like, let's fucking go. Yeah.
She's like planting more flowers. I don't know where she got that.
She got the nice soil, patting everything down.
She's like watering everything.
Like, Chelsea, what?
She's in a completely different outfit, like an old sundress.
She's got the clippers. She's yeah. snipping all the plants. Yeah.
All the thorns. She's picking the berries.
But
in
it's
a little
still
basket.
Like 1 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's doing it only lit by like a flashlight.
Literally, she had her phone light, her flashlight. It was so precious. It was so fucking cute. And I like opened up the door. I was like, Chelsea, what are you doing? She's like, just let me do this. I'm almost done. Like, I love this.
Oh
and I'm
God.
Like, okay. And she comes back in. She's got like dirt all over her. She was like, I feel so much better. Like, I'm just so happy that y'all like gave me the opportunity to do that. She's like, I just love pulling weeds. I was like, cool, yes. And so then the night goes on and we're all feeling great, but then we look over at Kevin and Kevin is like on one. He's okay. Like, he's like fucked up. Like, you know when you're on Molly and like your eyes usually like roll back a few times and you're kind of like clenching your jaw and like smiling a lot and shit. His eyes like stayed like permanently rolled back and I was getting kind of like freaked out by him because I was like, why is he so high? And then I was like kind of bummed. I was like, oh, because he can't even form sentences at this point. And I was
damn.
Like, I was like,
what happened,
Kevin,
to
what
us?
Happened to us?
Yeah. where did we go wrong?
Where did we go wrong?
What about what we had?
Because I noticed that I was talking to Anderson like all night and I was like loving talking to Anderson, like we get along so well. But then I was like, wait, where's Kevin? And I would look over and Kevin is just like in his own world. He's like laughing to himself.
Oh.
He's like dancing to himself.
Oh.
And I was like, what? And I was like, Anderson, what is up with Kevin? And then Anderson's like, he took another one when y'all did, because like he like felt FOMO that y'all were all taking one together. And I was like, but he already took one. What the fuck? So this man was on two.
Oh.
And he was so high. Like, I had the little party hat on my head, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And every single time I would try to talk to Kevin, he would be like, where'd you get that party hat? Every 30 times he would ask me, where did I get the party hat?
And I'm like, broken record.
Kevin, I told you it was at the party. Like, you could have gotten one too. And he's like, it's just so cool. And I'm like,
yeah.
And I was like, and you know how I feel about like when people just get so fucked up. It's just like kind of a turn off.
It's a major turn off.
Yeah. But like, it was so annoying and unfortunate because right before he took that second one, he was like, like vibing and great.
Yeah.
And so I was just like hanging out with Anderson all night, but then I just felt bad because like Kevin kept trying to like want to talk to me, but he just couldn't talk. Like, his words just were not making sense. And so then I'd be like, okay. And then I would like sit with Kevin and I would talk to Kevin and like catch him up. And all that he could do was just kind of like laugh and like smile and look at me and shit. And I was like, cute, but like wish we could wish we could talk. Like, miss you.
Come back.
Yeah. And I felt bad because like me and Anderson were like flirting all night. Not like flirting, but just like talking all night because he was being great and funny and shit. And then Chelsea is just having the best time. Everyone's playing music videos. Everyone's like dancing in the corner. And then Kevin tried to get up and dance with everybody. And then my other friend, let's name her Julie. So
immediately writes down.
Julie made it so awkward because we're all just like dancing individually. I'm just like twerking, like having fun, whatever. Julie's like, Sarah, you should dance with Kevin.
No, she was not that bitch. Oh my God, I fucking hate when people do that. Like, you're not helping anyone. Stop it.
Literally, dude.
No. Oh my God, you have one job, it's to not do that. I hate when people do that more than anything in the world, dude. It pisses me off.
It makes me so mad. It like makes my blood boil. It makes my blood boil because I was having a great time, and if we dance together, we dance together. I'm not trying to force it. Hey, Sarah, you and Kevin should dance.
You know, I look over Sarah.
I look over at Kevin and he's just standing there like like so high trying to dance. He can't. So I'm like, ha ha ha, Julie. And I continue dancing by myself, yeah. Right? And that just like kept happening a lot. Fucking Katie made it awkward again. We were all in the kitchen and she's like, Sarah, remember when you and Kevin had your first kiss together? And I'm like, can everybody shut the thing up?
So no one has your back there at all, clearly.
Well, they were just like trying to like make it happen. But I'm like, y'all, Kevin is high out of his mind. He's not even here.
Like, look at Exhibit A. Look at him. Look at him.
And he's just like, like literally just giggling to himself. And I'm like, if I even like tried to kiss Kevin, I would miss his mouth again, like the first time I tried freshman year. And it's just not gonna be cute. So I'm just gonna not let it happen. And then I was trying to flirt with Anderson, and then Anderson was like kind of into it, and then he was like, ugh, Kevin's my boy. And I was like, me and Kevin are not a thing.
Yeah.
What is going on? Anderson was asking me like how I'm doing and shit, and I was like kind of explaining, and then he was like, so you're like over him, right? Are you like completely over it? And then he would look at Kevin and I'm like, stop. Now I'm just uncomfortable, and now I really don't want to like do anything.
Yeah.
It was like a lot of pressure on me and Kevin, and Kevin wasn't even like asking for it. I wasn't either. I'm just like, whatever happens happens. But since we're on Molly, it's like, if we did, that'd be dope, but also Kevin's way too high. He doesn't know where he is.
Was everyone just oblivious to him on the couch, just like passed out basically?
Because everyone was high, so they just didn't even notice. Oh, but God. I was hyper aware of it because, yeah, like, it's Kevin. Yeah.
I'm gonna be looking at him.
Yeah. So like, oh my God, it was just annoying. And then we were playing charades because we were so high and nothing was stimulating us enough. Like, we were trying to watch music videos, but that wasn't enough. And Chelsea had the best idea. She was like, let's just all sit down. Let's play charades. I think that'd be really fun right now. Right, guys? Mm-hmm. And we're like, sure. And so we're all sitting down at this table. Uncle Kyle left because he's like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with y'all.
Oh,
like,
God.
Y'all are not drunk. So Uncle left, thank God.
Uncle left.
And then we're all sitting at this table. And then Chelsea rips up all these pieces of paper, passes it to everyone. And she was like, okay, guys, write 5 things down, just anything, random objects, anything. And I was sitting there high as fuck. I could not think of one thing to write down. And I was sitting next to Kevin, and it was literally just me and Kevin staring at this piece of paper like, what object? And she's like, yeah, like noun, like person, place, thing, or just like object. It could be anything. Guys, any object. And me and Kevin got so in our heads because we were like, but this is charades, so we have to think of an object that people could like act out. And me and Kevin, like, we had this moment where we like looked at each other and we were like,
is a noun?
What the fuck? And we just started giggling, and I'm like, that was cool. That little.
Did anyone else see that?
Yeah. And then I finally thought of 5 things. And one of the things I thought of was hell. How the fuck do you act out hell? I could not think of literally anything to write down.
And that's what you came up with.
And so I wrote down like 5 things. Kevin was taking his time. He could not do it. So I helped him out. And then we put it in the pile. And then we're playing charades. And Kevin is not okay. Kevin is literally sitting at the table just watching us play charades, and we're all being hilarious and funny and great and high energy, and he just cannot. And he's also drunk as fuck, so he's drunk and so high, and he's just watching us play charades, and I could tell he was getting like overwhelmed and anxious. So he just like kept like looking down, because I could tell he was like, do I have to play this game and like act something out? Like, I cannot do it. And so then people were like, Kevin, come on, it's your turn. And then he was just like, and I was like, I think Kevin should just not.
Yeah.
And then Kevin's like, yeah, I'm good. But then every single time I would like act something out, he would like smile and giggle, and I'm like, okay. So it was just, yeah, we were playing charades and it was just like weird. We were all just way too high and there was nothing else to do. And it was just so random. And like everyone was just so different from each other. And when you're on drugs with a bunch of people that like are really all pretty different from each other and on different paths of life, it's just like really hard to like connect.
To vibe.
Yeah. But me and Anderson, we were like two peas in a pod.
Hell yeah.
I loved Anderson. But then I realized towards the end, like, this is just bestie vibes. Like, I just love him. And I was just like touching everyone, not in a weird way.
Once again, squeezing everyone that I could.
Yeah. And
oh my God.
Me and Kevin were talking about our dads. We were like getting emotional because our dads used to be best friends and they're not anymore. And we were like, we need to set that up.
What happened to our dads?
Yeah. What happened to them? And then, yeah, basically Chelsea could kind of get the vibe that like, oh no, no. Then we walked to 7-Eleven.
What?
I don't know why. And I was like, guys, this isn't a good idea. And then they're like, come on, we just want a taquito. Come on. And we're like, okay. So we're like about to leave. And Kevin is just on the couch, just laying, just looking up at the ceiling. Like, he's not okay. And I was like, Kevin, are you going to 7-Eleven? He's like, I don't know if I can. And I was like, no worries. And I'm about to leave. And then Katie goes up to Kevin again and was like, hey, do you want to, are you coming to 7-Eleven? And he's like, only if Sarah goes. And I heard that. And I was like,
well, Sarah's going to 7-Eleven.
So.
And I was like, no, it's really fine. You don't have to go. And he was like, no, I'm going. And he gets up so quick. He like slaps himself. And he's like, I'm going. And I was like, okay. And so then we're like all walking to 7-Eleven, but he's like not talking. So I was like, okay. It was just so weird. What? And then we all went back and then what did I name? Ricky, the DD, was like, I need to take you and Chelsea home. And Chelsea's like, spend the night at my house, Sarah, because I live down the street from her. My parents do. And I was like, okay. And then we left. And then Chelsea was like, what the fuck was up with Kevin? And I was like, he was just so high and nervous. And I get it. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But that could have been so much fun if he didn't get too high. Who knows what would have happened.
That fucking sucks that he just ruined it for himself.
Yeah, it was kind of like a self-sabotage thing. Yeah. It was interesting. But it was still, he was still having a great time. I don't think he even remembers it.
he can refresh his memory with this.
Oh my God,
send him a quick little link.
But yeah, that was really fucking weird. And then I went and I slept at fucking Chelsea's house. And then I wake up to Chelsea's mom like downstairs, she's like making breakfast, and I woke up and I am not, my brain cells are gone, and like after you do Molly your serotonin is just not there and like you usually feel pretty depressed. I felt like shit, and Chelsea's mom is also one of my second moms growing up, and I'm like, I can't have a conversation with Chelsea's mom right now. And I had my Discord.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, oh shit. So my mom comes and picks me up, and I like snuck out so quick. I like try to like sneak out because I literally could not. I was seeing double. Like,
yeah.
I
couldn't.
And as I was walking down the driveway, I just hear, Sarah.
Oh no.
My hair, my makeup, my eyelashes off. I am a mess. I turn around and it's Chelsea's mom in the doorway in her little sundress. And she was like, I didn't even hear you slip out. And I was like, yeah, I have like a meeting I have to go to, but thanks for letting me stay here. And she's like, you're more than welcome to come anytime. She's like, are you doing okay? Are you doing good?
Me?
Just fucked up.
Like, ask me in a few hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think so. Yeah.
Never been better. Think.
Yeah. And then I went home and my mom was like, are you okay? And I was like, I did Molly. I like told my parents and they're like, totally.
What else do you expect at a one-year-old's birthday party?
Yeah, my mom was
like noon yesterday. You're back 24 hours later, just looking absolutely.
Literally. Oh my god. And I looked so cute before too, and just like that contrast was nuts. Probably for my mom to see.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. And then I went home and I was like telling my dad about Kevin because like his dad knows his dad. And then my dad got so emo like thinking about Kevin's dad. Where like he hit Kevin's dad up.
cute.
And he like reconnected with Kevin's dad and they're like gonna hang out again. And I'm like, oh.
Okay, so that's good.
Because I was talking to Kevin that night and Kevin was like, my dad thinks that your dad hates my dad. And I was like, my dad thinks that your dad hates my dad.
Oh.
And they're like, what? And then he was like, my dad loves your dad. I was like, my dad loves your dad.
Our dads are in love.
High as fuck on Molly. My dad loves your dad. And so when I told my dad that Kevin's dad didn't hate him, he was like, I'm gonna reach out.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Oh.
Yeah. So nothing happened. I wish that like I could tell you that I like fucked someone.
I can't believe that you did it. That's all I want. That's all I fucking want. But it's okay.
Me too.
You let me down.
I know.
No. Kevin let us down. Kevin let us the fuck down.
But also it's like I feel like if he even tried, I would probably be like, no.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know. I just like I don't know. It was just weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm hot and sweaty.
Did you hang out with them again?
No.
Damn.
I had, my come down was horrible. Like,
yeah.
The Molly come down was nuts. I had to just like be home with my family and just ride out that depression wave because I was feeling so depressed. But me and my dad got to watch Breaking Bad together and that was the highlight of my life.
I started Breaking Bad.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you love it?
Yeah, I'm still in season one. I'm not far in at all, but I had started it before and then do you know what misophonia is? Like anxiety from sounds. Oh. I remembered why I couldn't, because when you were talking about watching it, I was like, I know I started it, but I can't remember why because I was into it. It's because of his coughing. Like it's so repetitive to me that it like gives me anxiety. But this time I was like, okay, I'll stick it out. I can do it. And the first time I watched it, it was like a laptop and headphones moment. And now I'm like on a TV, it's less.
Yeah.
But so far, yeah, it's really good.
It's just so good. Through the first season.
Yeah. That's what my roommate already watched it. And I was like, is he going to cough like that forever?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Like, no, oh my God. I am so excited for your journey.
I'm so excited.
It's the best show I've ever seen. I told my dad to start watching it. When I was on season two and he was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. He fucking just went right through it. And he was waiting at season five for me to come. And we were going to watch the last season together. And it was just fucking precious. Me and my dad were getting so into it. My dad really relates to the main character. Not that like my dad would like ever make meth and sell meth, but like, just like, you know, like the character of the guy and like why he's doing the things that he's doing. And I could tell that my dad has always wanted to be an actor because my dad's so theatrical and he's like really, he's just like has the best personality for acting. And since this show is with like all dudes his age, like everyone's like in his age range on the show, he was like, I feel like I could be in this show. I was like, you could have, Dad. He's like, I really love these characters. I feel like I would be friends with them. I was like, I know.
He's getting all inspired.
I know. I was like, yes, Dad. So it was really sweet watching it with my dad. And we got like 8 episodes deep and they're all an hour each. So me and my dad watched like 8 hours of Breaking Bad together.
Jeez.
We even watched it like right before my flight because we're like, let's get one more in.
We can squeeze it in.
And then for the, because there's 16 episodes and when we get to the 15th episode, we're going to FaceTime each other and watch the finale of the whole show together. So that was really, really cute and
That's
fun.
That's wholesome.
You know how much I've been wanting to hang out with my dad.
I know. No, watching a show with your dad hits different. Me and my dad haven't watched one together since Stranger Things. But oh my God, my dad loves Stranger Things.
He does.
He was so sad last year when like the pandemic delayed the next season. He was like, what am I going to do? And I was like, Dad!
No!
I was like, my dad needs this. Like, can someone please like speed up this whole like vaccine thing? My dad wants to fucking watch Stranger Things.
Oh,
oh.
Are they done with Stranger Things? Are they still making more seasons?
It says Stranger Things 4 is not the last season. Speaking with the Hollywood Reporter in August, the duo were asked if season 4 would be the end of Stranger Things, and Ross Duffer replied, season 4 won't be the end.
Mm-hmm.
Show that to your father, dude.
I will. That'll be great news for him.
He will scream.
I will text him immediately after this and let him know.
Oh, y'all gotta watch it together.
I know.
It's just so fun, man.
It is.
So, yeah. Great Oregon trip, but I know that we literally said we were going to talk about psychedelics today.
Yeah, I mean, kind of did.
Kind of. I just, I knew that Oregon, like, shit was going to happen in Oregon, so I needed to, like, tell that. But, yeah, we were literally going to talk about psychedelics today, but I just really needed to share that. So we'll talk about it next time.
Yes, people. We got you then. No, we had to talk about Oregon so bad. I needed to hear that story time and it's... fullness, because you were just texting me like little blurbs throughout the trip being like, this is happening, I'm on Molly now. Now I'm like hungover the next day. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. But we'll talk about psychedelics next time. This is just a drug podcast at this point.
Yes, so now fuck it,
I'm not condoning this. Please don't do Molly at a one-year-old's after party with your first kiss.
Yeah, unless the time is right.
Unless the time's right and he's not freshly single and still heartbroken and needed to do more Molly that night.
Yeah, but like, it's fine. But next episode we'll be able to talk about what happens with your birthday too.
Oh my god. Yeah. Fuck.
Look at us. We have things going on again. Things finally. Are fun. The story times are fucking back.
Yes.
Thank God.
By the time that y'all are watching this, we're going to be in a beach house.
Oh, hammered.
Hammered.
Or hungover if you're watching the video version. God only knows. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know, man.
I don't even know how to end this.
Me either. I mean, go wish Sarah happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. Go get the merch too.
Oh yes.
It's so fucking cute. I love it.
So many cute little things.
Yes. Put in a little picture of the other one too.
Yeah.
For the vid. But yeah. Woo! Whew. God. I'm gonna go back to bed now.
Yeah, I'm so tired. I can't believe we pulled this off.
I can't either.
I literally don't know how.
Yeah, I'm proud of you guys.
Thanks.
No clue if I'm awake, but we'll figure that out.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. You can watch Cheers, Brother on any streaming platform. Mm-hmm. Audio version on Fridays and video version on Sundays.
Oh, yeah. Well, still don't know how to end this.
Okay, I'll end it.
I'm like about to fall asleep.
Love you.
We've got to end this. We got to fucking go.
Bye.
Bye.